Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the...
Hello and welcome to the poorest NBA podcast in all the land. Featured in the Yellow Pages. The Air Buds Podcast.
Please give us your money. Please.
Please give us some money because we done lost the last money you gave us.
Give us your fucking money now.
It's my money. And we should... I want it now.
That's Jamel, that's just Peter, like, I'm Mike Benner. Welcome to the Air Buds Podcast.
Everybody in Dogecoin, all right? We're just going to double down on the Miami Heat to the moon, baby.
Listen, dog, if you invested in Dogecoin and then you put that money in us, well, we could guarantee you we ain't going to lose it this time.
Yeah, fortune favors the brave.
If you put money in Dogecoin, you likely have no money now.
If you put money in Dogecoin, hit us up and we'll give you a job where you don't make any money, but you'll at least feel the value of work in our capitalist society.
Why did they decide that this shit wasn't worth anything anymore? Somebody just woke up and was like, I don't want it.
The entire thing is a pyramid scheme and scam, Jamel.
Man, scams have gotten so good.
Yeah.
25% of all Bitcoins are owned by 0.01% of all investors.
Except for Spencer Dinwiddie.
Well, he's in the 0.01 probably.
Speaking of markets crashing, Spencer Dinwiddie, floor fell out on that guy.
Now, wait a second. He actually had a good game
He was the one guy to show up for Luka last night in last night's game. Before we talk about last night's game, guys, this is a regular feed episode. We got to do business. We got to tell people about patreon.com/airbudspod. If you want to hear more episodes every week, you want to hear occasional Law and Order talk or me reading you horny NBA fanfic, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you also access to our Discord, which is always popping off. A lot of trade talk happening today. I don't know if you guys have dipped in. But yeah, patreon.com/airbudspod and anything else?
Yeah, check out our exclusive interview with Pat Bev and Doc Rivers that we dropped last week.
That's right. We dropped a surprise episode on Friday where we welcomed Patrick Beverly to the podcast and then Doc Rivers zoomed in for a minute.
I think Doc is really bringing a presence to the show that I was not emotionally prepared for. He is very like fatherly, you know? I see why he's such a hit with all of the NBA teams that think he's going to be a good coach.
But then not his own like son-in-law or kids.
Well, nope. Yeah, because it's nope, like you see all. him, you see me, you're like, oh man, it's like having my dad coach. Then you're like, oh, wait, I don't want fucking, why the fuck is my dad the coach?
Yeah, way more fun in theory than it is in practice.
It is very much a, like, everyone thinks your dad is cool, but like you grew up with them, so you, you know, that's not the case. Cool dad does not, you know what, I'm projecting here. Let's talk about the NBA, guys. Last night, the Golden State Warriors took a commanding 3-0 lead in their series against the Dallas Mavericks. Peter, can I ask you a question? Is this a case?
The question better be, why did this game start at 9 o'clock Eastern time? That's the only question I'm ready to answer.
Seriously, it started so late. Yeah. Probably some fucking rodeo. All Sunday to yourself. Yeah.
You have all Sunday to yourself. That's it. The whole day. Me and two other people are watching the PGA Championship. And one of those is my son. And just start it at 6 o'clock. That's still 5 o'clock Central time. What's the harm?
Out for a
What's
moment, the harm? Just to, Peter was just complaining about how the games start at 9 p.m. East Coast time.
Peter, come on, man. Nobody told you to start a family.
Yes, someone specifically did, actually.
The Lord?
Jesus. It was Jesus.
I forgot you knew Jesus. We got Jesus coming on the pod next week, y'all.
Plays golf a lot with Honestly, Doc Rivers.
Not a bad idea. But yeah, the Warriors, Peter, my question is this a case of the Warriors being very good or just Dallas kind of being very bad? Because I haven't been that impressed with the Warriors, how they've been playing, but they've just been outplaying the Mavs because the Mavs have been a lot worse.
Dog, the perfect opponent. This is why when I said that the Lakers was going to beat them, it was because it was like, all right, just veteran presence. Like, they're just going to intimidate. Like, once somebody hits a three in Oracle, there's nothing Dallas can do to come back from that.
Yeah.
They've never experienced,
over.
Like, uproar. And we're watching, Steph's playing like, great in the fourth.
Steph's playing great. We're watching Andrew Wiggins probably become more valuable to their team than Jordan Poole, right? When you say Andrew Wiggins is a more essential thing to part of what they're doing.
They're on a seesaw, I feel like. If Andrew Wiggins is doing well, Jordan Poole can't be doing well and vice versa.
Well, it's only so many people that can get the ball. You know, Steph's getting half the touches, which means Klay's getting a third, which means Draymond's getting a fourth. What's that leave? Two fifths. That was some quick math.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know math. I trust you.
I don't
Sounds
know.
Sounds good to
point
me.
Is,
who do you think is the best at math on this podcast?
Well, I assume you're talking. If you're talking about us, I'm gonna say Benner because he's got bigger glasses than me.
Yeah, I'm gonna say me by default.
I'm gonna say Jamel because he spent the most time, you know, let's just say running an independent business.
All right. Oh, you're talking about when I sold Avon?
Yeah.
Big Tupperware guy.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling Avon, you got to put that lotion on the scale.
Yep.
Well, Jamal, what were you going to say before I brought up math?
Oh, just I heard some very serious, well-respected journalists put on their nerd voice and say, Andrew Wiggins, theoretically, Andrew, according to the analytics, Andrew Wiggins is going to get cooked by Luka Doncic.
And it did not actually. And
then Andrew
One
Wiggins
was a starter, right? Place.
Fucking barbecued him last night with the craziest dunk.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And I mean, I guess the thing is, Andrew Wiggins has always been 17 points a game good just because he was a lottery pick from Canada and Drake was the hottest rapper out. We thought he was going to average 30 a game, but he's averaged 17 a game for his entire life. And it's great.
Did we just lose Peter?
Peter died.
Peter died. I was hoping he would have something to say about Andrew Wiggins, you know, given.
Yeah, as a Cavs guy, I know.
Cavs guy, but that's you know, why you're right. I think Andrew Wiggins is just a guy that we expected more from, so we make fun of him, but he's just a reliable player. Does he make goofy fucking mistakes sometimes? Yes. Does he disappear at times? Yes, but we only noticed that because we thought he was going to be what do they call them? Maple Jordan?
Yeah, exactly. Which is a ridiculous thing to call somebody. What, like if Michael Jordan was made out of syrup?
Syrup Jordan would be funny. Syrup Jordan's like sounds like a good just like full name for a basketball player.
Syrup Jordan coming out of Iowa State. Nah, a guy named Syrup would never play at Iowa State.
From Creighton, Syrup Jordan. He played St. John's. All right, let's be
honest. Let's be real with each other.
Guys, there's no way the Warriors are going to blow a 3-0 lead here, right?
No. Nah, they broke. They got their spirit broke, man. When the Mavs blew game two, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
kids.
It's over. It was over.
Just think a week ago, we were placing a bet live on air for the Mavs and six.
I know. It's ridiculous. And then Peter like made me. And then the whole time Peter's like texting me like, put more. 250. And I'm like, no.
This is how I win.
That is inaccurate. But also the first half of that episode, we always talked about how I have the absolute worst garbage takes every time I feel something good. So I think the real lesson here is whatever I want to bet, Jamel, just take the money and tell me that you've done it, but then put it on the exact opposite.
And that is what a comedy podcast should have done. I should be coming here today and being like,
yeah,
actually, I put it on Grant Williams.
That's true. For humor's sake, let's lie to each other. Whenever someone asks us to do something, let's lie to each other and then reveal the truth live on a podcast. I'm sure this will be great for our friendship.
Oh, my God. But the show is going to be phenomenal.
How mad do you think Luka is at, like, all of his teammates?
Well, I don't know how mad he is, but I know, like, you can't, after a game like that, you can't look down at the bench and see Reggie Bullock's hair. You can't see Reggie Bullock's hair and then be like, oh, good, nice do, bro.
Yeah. It just was, I mean, look, Jalen Brunson finished with 20, which did not feel like that because he just made some of the dumbest little mistakes, a couple like really costly turnovers, or just one really costly turnover jumps out into my mind.
Jalen Brunson has been the Bitcoin of the playoffs. And he's been the Bitcoin of the playoffs because his stock was so high, baby. And it has just plummeted in these last three games.
As a Wizards fan, I started to root for a sweep because then Brunson becomes that much more available if the Mavs get swept.
People were talking about Brunson like he's like in the first round of the playoffs, like he is a like potential like max contract guy. And do you think people still see him that way?
He's just small. He's
very small.
I mean, but there's a lot of really good small point guard. Like if his ceiling is Chauncey Billups or like Kyle Lowry, that's great news. And I need him on my team.
I mean, look, I think this series.
But Kyle Lowry is a different kind of small. Down. Like Kyle Lowry.
I know, because his ass is all small. I know.
He's built like a fire hydrant. He's planted to the ground.
And Brunson's got a big head, whereas he should have a big ass.
He needs to get that ass to head, or ass to butt, ass to head transfer. Shit. Head to ass transfer. The head ass surgery. Yeah. Fuck. I'm freaking out. What's wrong with me?
While you're here, let me also just say Reggie Bullock's hair looks like a place for a toucan to sit.
There is like a tropical tree vibe going with it.
That's what I'm saying, man. It looked like tree branches with banana leaves.
RIP Mavs. I can't believe we thought you were going to win. Guys,
ridiculous.
Miami's up on the Boston Celtics 2-1. The game starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, Peter. Sorry about that. Just breaking
news. You
know what?
That's
now.
Earlier than a Sunday where there's nothing to do.
You could have taken a nap. Got yourself ready for the game on Sunday.
Bro. No, I couldn't.
two news items broke as we were recording this. Robert Williams is in for game four, but Marcus Smart is out with that ankle issue. Do you think Robert Williams is the reason why Bam Adebayo played like shit in games one and two and then had a monster game because he was out for game three?
I mean, it certainly seems that way. I have no evidence to argue against
What about Kyle Lowry? Right? So like what about having him? It not be Tyler Hero try to pass Bam Adebayo the ball or PJ Tucker? Doesn't he just kind of make him better inherently?
That's some good analysis right there.
But Bam looked like the person we actually thought he was going to be. And it's just like, oh, someone just needs to get him the fucking ball. Well, also, I feel like Jimmy getting out in the second half was like kind of like, I know his knees actually hurt, but in my mind, it felt like he was just challenging the team, daring them to actually like step up for themselves.
Go ahead. Fucking win without me. See if you can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect time to do it. Perfect item to do it. Game three in a row. Why not?
Yeah, I think Jimmy is expected back tonight, although I don't think it was like confirmed. Did you guys see any reports about it?
No. I think it said he was going to play.
I think this game is going to... I think the Celtics are going
to
win this
game.
Well,
this is good podcasting because everybody already knows the answer to this.
What?
Peter, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. I think Peter's on a lag or something. Oh, God. Is this going to be another episode where the audio is all messed up?
Oh, my God. It's been... God. When our audio is fucked up, it's like working at a... It's like a chemical waste plant. And then you know how they have that sign like 60 days since the last accident?
Yeah. It's like somebody erased listening to it is like eating a 50 milligram edible and then accidentally going to a job interview. Like that's what it feels like listening to it.
I mean, that's worth keeping it in. That's such a good joke. It's so accurate. Having done that multiple times.
I think the Celtics are gonna win tonight. I think this is just gonna keep being like fucking knockout blow to knockout blow until this series is over.
I mean, I don't disagree. Once again, I love a show where we're all on the same page. Because I mean, what the fuck? I mean, can we just get the Celtics out of Boston? What if the team left Boston?
That would be nice. Send them to Seattle. They can keep the green, become the Sonics again. And then, we get to
root for... How close... What if we just sent them to, like, Hartford? Or, like, somewhere in Connecticut? No,
it's got to be to just Seattle like
Providence.
Celtics.
What if they're in Providence? Would anybody Seattle mind Celtic if they're in Providence, Sonics. Rhode Island?
The Seattle Celtic Sonics.
The Seattle Celtic Sonics. I do like the idea of Providence. We can, like... Maybe rebrand them as like the Providence Twinks or something and just kind of...
You could get the mob involved if they're in Providence. You know, the mob's heavy in Providence.
That's true.
You're thinking of Provincetown? Provincetown?
What was I thinking of Provincetown? Whoops.
Yeah, Providence is where like Brown is. You're thinking of like the gayest part of Cape Cod.
I was thinking of Provincetown, I think.
Yo, but if they put him on Provincetown, that's fire.
That would be cool. Man, and good jokes, even though you got to fight through the lag here.
It's worth the wait, man. It made me remember, man, you remember when the NBA did those really good Pride t-shirts and they had the gay leprechaun?
No.
No?
It was just a silhouette of the leprechaun.
NBA in, gay leprechaun.
In rainbow NBA print, but it looked...
NBA gay leprechaun. That's the name of a like part of the rap crew. One of it is like NBA never broke again. NBA gay leprechaun.
Yeah, NBA gay leprechaun. He went to middle school with a young boy and ASAP Nast.
I'm not seeing this leprechaun shirt, but I want it.
I'm telling you, the gay leprechaun shirt exists.
Oh, the problem, you know what I'm realizing? The problem is Celtic Pride is like their slogan already. So when you type in Celtic Pride shirt, that's not going to work.
Celtic Gay Pride. How about that?
Yeah.
Because see, they since changed it. When they do it, They made it the word. But see what I'm saying? That when that was the original, and they only did one run of that. But now when they do the gay shirt, it's the the four-leaf clover and the word.
Well, it's kind of like funny. It's like weirdly like maybe like overly like the leprechaun kind of like when you silhouette him like that, he looks like a strip club sign of like a silhouetted like lady kind of. So it's like over sexualizing the shirt in a weird way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's a perfect t-shirt.
The first Google image I see is a sweatshirt and it just got a big rainbow on it. It says, "Come inside me, bro."
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh. Oh my God. That is some lewd content.
Come inside me, bro. Guys, should we talk about a little trade rumors as we're gearing up for the NBA offseason?
I like rumors.
News broke today that the Sixers have said that Matisse Thybulle is, quote, certainly not untouchable.
Yeah, no shit.
Is this news?
No.
Yeah, other than like the most diehard Sixer freak fan, like no one has ever said Matisse Thybulle is untouchable.
Well, it was starting to get a little shaky. Y'all was acting crazy. Y'all were starting to act crazy around deadline time. Like, he's untouchable. Rivers is untouchable. Tyrese Maxey, untouchable.
Maxey's untouchable.
Shake Milton, untouchable. You're like the whole, everyone on the roster became untouchable at one point. And you guys were like, we got to get Harden for free.
Shake Milton, shake him loose. Get him out of here. Let's get Matisse Thybulle out of here. Matisse Thybulle just won. Perhaps, look, Matisse Thybulle, I will acknowledge, very good specifically in certain situations on defense. Does he deserve all defense? No. Weirdest pick ever. How do you leave Joel Embiid off an all-defense team? The guy has the most effect on defense of anybody in the league.
It's because Kyrie was the only one voting.
News broke today that the Blazers are maybe interested in trading the number 7 pick for a veteran player like Jeremy Grant, Christian Wood, or Julius Randle, someone along those types. Does that help the Blazers?
Well, yeah, because the Blazers have nobody.
The Blazers need to just kill themselves to be reborn.
You know, traditionally Blazers, you call that like a tank or like a blowing it up.
No,
like,
the Blazers need to trade Mr. Modelo himself. Obviously, I'm talking about Mr. Cartoon Machado, Dame Lillard. They should trade Dame.
Speaking of Jesus, what you're talking about is a Jesus situation because he famously killed himself to be reborn.
Yeah, but like,
amen.
Didn't we establish in the previous episode that Jesus was the ultimate suicide by cop?
I guess in this situation, other than like the Portland front office, are the Jews? Is that right?
Let me just get you out of there and say, I mean, if they trade Dame, what's the best you could get back? Christian Wood, Jeremy Grant. Like, where are you going to send him?
Anywhere, yeah, right? Don't you just tank for all tank's sake? Like, just go full process rebuild? Like, what do you got? Another year or two of Dame being relevant?
All the teams who would want him don't have anything to give.
Yeah, the Lakers don't have jack shit.
Yeah, and the Sixers owe James Harden all the money in the world.
No, not yet.
Soon.
Very soon.
Has not made that deal yet. And when he does, I will. You know what? Look, we don't know if James's hamstring is going to get better. Let's wait. Let's give it a wait and see. Let's give it a wait and see.
Well, I'm going to just pull you out. Wait a minute. The Blazers, I'm sorry. I know I triggered you, Benner. My fault.
Wait, hold on. I want to talk about the Sixers for something else. Speaking of like accidentally killing yourself, why do the Lakers why are they demanding that Doc Rivers is going to be a solution for them? Where are those headlines coming from? Why are these headlines like, could that be the best possible thing ever to happen to Daryl Morey? To be like, oh no, I don't know. You really want to talk to Doc Rivers, but we need him so badly.
What does Doc Rivers do as a coach that makes a team better? What is he known for coaching wise?
Well, we should probably ask him next time he's on the podcast.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be talking down.
Yeah, but we should not talk so much shit about our friend. Well, apparently today, hold on, I'm looking up the tweet to get the names right, but the Lakers have announced like who are the three finalists for the job, and it would be, let's see, Terry Stotts, Darvin Ham, and there was a third guy who is an assistant on the Bucks, I think, but I can't remember. Kenny Atkinson? Yes.
Yes, it was Kenny Atkinson.
Yes, Darvin Ham, Kenny Atkinson, and Terry Stotts are the three finalists, but that doesn't mean that they're still not trying to figure out a way to trade for Doc Rivers, right?
You know I love me some Stotts. I'm a big Stotts fan. You wearing them bow ties every now and again?
Yeah. People seem to like him. He was kind of wrongfully fired from the Blazers job because the front office was just trying to like...
did a good job with the Blazers. You know who else he's tight with? Dame Lillard.
Ooh, that is an interesting point. I hadn't put that together yet.
The only problem is the Lakers are broke bitches.
All right. Can you package Anthony Davis and a bag of potato chips for Dame Lillard and another bag of potato chips?
It's like Russ. Anthony Davis's potato chips, the Ruffles with the lemon?
Yes.
What do you do?
Limon?
Or no, lime. Limon is what I meant. Yeah.
It's like you get Russ and then you get picks that don't even exist. Like you get a 2025 first round pick.
I don't even think they have 2025. I don't think they have picks until like 28.
They don't have picks forever.
Like they've given it all away.
It's so stupid.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm trying to find it. I don't have it on the top of my head, but they owe all their picks from now until
the 2027. End of time. Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
They have another pick for 5 years.
Yeah. They did it all to get Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But Doc Rivers will fix it. Doc Rivers will fix it all, guys.
In jail.
Did we get a pick from them? Do we have a pick for them next year?
I think so, but they also own one of your 2028 picks, I think.
Oh, geez. Oh, God damn.
There is a fucking kid in diapers right now that you're
going
to wish.
A first grader. Charlie will be a first grader when the Lakers get to pick in the first round again.
That's awesome. The kid going to be bad as shit by then.
I don't see any way that the Lakers or the Blazers kind of improve anything. I think it's hilarious that the Lakers have brought in Phil Jackson to consult again, and he's trying to get them to re-embrace the triangle offense.
He only knows
the funniest fucking thing. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw reports, but apparently he's been trying to convince Jeannie Buss they don't need to move anybody. They should keep Russell Westbrook and LeBron and Anthony Davis together because they're like the perfect triangle players.
This is a lot. It's really amazing that this is what Phil Jackson will do to get Jeannie Buss back. It's like keep the Lakers destroyed just to try to like.
Yeah, man. You never been in love?
This is his version of nagging. He's like trying to like make her feel bad about her team so she comes back into his arms.
Wow. His old creakety arms.
His old racist Knickerbocker arms.
Ooh.
Very close.
I heard what you said. Yeah, your mic did not cut out, but when I heard it, I was like, ooh.
We live on the edge on this podcast, guys.
We're living on the edge.
Remember that song? Yep. Yeah. I've really made an impression on you, Mike. I'm so proud of you.
I think when I was a little kid, my aunt loved Aerosmith. She would play tapes in the car, and I And I just knew them as the horny band that like casts their own daughters in video and music videos. Anyways, anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here?
I guess a quick shout out to my Minnie who used to carry a gun in her purse. Just was thinking about, you was talking about your aunt. I was just remembering my aunt. Rest in peace, Minnie.
Minnie's also, got a gun.
Big facts. Also, Skylar Diggins has just left the Mercury. Her and Diana Taurasi got into a fight on the bench in the middle of
Was pretty salty. Blowing
a game against Vegas. I mean, well, I guess blowing is such a stretch because Vegas is just a better team. It's like, what can you do? The inevitable took place, but they lost. After having a double-digit lead, they get into a fight. Skylar Diggins tweets that she's cool with being the villain, deletes it, has not been with the team since.
Then she did.
That's part about that video. Is like
she tweeted again, traveling / playing like this, getting sick is inevitable. So she deleted the villain thing, but then tried to cover her ass with the I'm sick
with some COVID.
Yeah, but Peter, what
sick
were you
in the
say?
Head.
Just going to say, you watch that video and you see her like deciding that she's going to yell at Diana Taurasi. It's like takes her a second to be like, am I really about to do this? Am I really about to go at her? And then she's like, yep, here I go. It is wild to watch.
It's nice in real time when you see the thought process, man. I want to see a detailed video about that. It should be like a ESPN detail video hosted by Latrell Sprewell. Breaking down Skylar Diggins yelling at Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, I want to see Latrell Sprewell break down how he decided to. Who did he choke? Jeff Van Gundy,
PJ Carlissimo,
PJ Carlissimo.
That's right,
Mr. Mustard.
Me and Mr. Mustard Pants.
To the Mercury's credit, they're going all in on the sick thing. They're throwing other players under the bus saying they were sick, they're sick, it's inevitable, we're all getting sick. So it seems like the WNBA has like no control over its narratives. It's like crazy how in tune like NBA teams know how to play the media, and yet WNBA is just kind of like, we're all sick, we swear. Like, we only watched what happened.
Oh, no.
Like, Robert Sarver physically abused members of the Suns, and he's still just there. Like, the teams are so good at controlling the media. Mark Cuban, people forget that he was basically running a BDSM dungeon out of his fucking basketball team. And he's still just hanging around because he's able to turn the narrative.
No one talks about Donnie Nelson's nephew anymore.
I don't even remember that. What happened?
Remember Donnie Nelson was like suing the Mavs because he said one of the presidents was like trying to like hook up with his nephew or something?
Oh wow, sexual assault of nephew. I don't remember this at all. Jesus.
And then they accused Donnie Nelson of extortion. That's what I'm talking about. You don't even know about it, man.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. It's crazy. NBA teams are just so much better at containing narratives, and WNBA teams like can't even like market their biggest stars as like fun people.
The sick thing is, I bet you half of these teams have a woman running their PR.
Oh, yeah. Half. Probably all of them.
In the NBA. Not the
WNBA. In the NBA. Yeah, no, in the NBA.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Probably all of them.
Dog, it's so sick just what being a man gets you. Like, being a man gets you, like, a ton. Being a white guy gets you the rest of it.
Amen, like, buddy.
This shit is so sick. And it's like, you know, because I was just thinking about all my homies who, like, don't like the WNBA, and they're like, their big argument is that these chicks aren't hot. And it's like, so what, you want to fuck all the niggas in the NBA? What are you talking? Why do you watch basketball?
That's the NBA we know and love, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I only want to fuck a few niggas, not the whole league.
All right, on that note, let's wrap it up. Anybody got anything to plug? At Airbuds Pod on all social media, at Nonprofit
Please
Comics
watch,
and Jamel on Twitter.
If you see the Comedy Central, just go to Comedy Central, go to their headquarters, go to Santa Monica, walk in the building, ask them for a flash drive of me doing about 9¾ minutes of stand-up, and watch it.
Jamel, famously bad at plugging his own stuff. Jamel released a set on Comedy Central. It's very good. It's very funny. I was there for it live. I watched, yeah, I watched it on
Plug
YouTube.
In Colorado Boulevard in Santa Monica.
Don't.
Into your GPS.
Don't. Go.
Just go to YouTube and search for Comedy Central stand up. You'll see Jamel's set there. It's so funny. And, you know, the more likes and views I'm sure it gets, the more likely Jamel will wind up getting a half hour or whatever the next step is. So help us out. Go watch that. You won't regret it.
Go watch, leave a comment. They read, these companies read the comments more than they actually watch the video. So,
oh, 100%.
Leave a nice comment. That vote, so far, I only have two
Look
bad
at this
comments.
Huge dick. On that
yeah,
guy.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Say my dick is huge. One kid on TikTok said I was wearing mom jeans. And one old man on Facebook gave me 4 thumbs down.
What?
Those are my only 2 negative comments so far. So just keep
You're really
it there
hitting the demo. And...
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah. I like how some of the comments are just like, wow, I used to see this guy all the time at blah, blah, blah bar show. Like, glad he's not dead.
It is a little bit like they're glad I'm not dead. And I'm
but
glad
they're happy that they're happy that you're succeeding.
And I'm
glad we're all not dead. That's good.
It's
I'm going to make a comment right
alive.
Now.
Thanks,
wow.
Thanks, pal.
Jamel is so funny. Glad he's not dead.
My boy. That's my boy.
All right. Commented.
Crushing it.
Well, thanks for listening.
Happy basketball. Yeah.
Hit that outro, baby.
Yeah, do some. Do that. It feels good.
Basketball,
feels good.
Basketball, go Celtics. Basketball,
roll it like that.
Yeah. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.